Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Mr. Billy Young from Arizona. You know, Billy, before we went to a break, I was just talking about morality. And, you know, whether you believe in a deity or a being, whoever that is, whoever and whatever your God is, it certainly should be the center of your life. And I know I'm not, you know, here trying to say that that's my opinion. Okay, that's just my opinion. But certainly, when you don't have any of those things, and somehow we live a life that's about me, myself, and I. You get into situations like we are in right now in this country. It makes people right. believe that they are superior to someone else because we only look at ourselves. And that is, to me, Billy, that is why at the root of that way of thinking, we can have a young man that we just had that can, you know, load up, you know, his guns. His automatic weapons that his father bought him, even knowing that he faced some difficult difficulties in his life, right. emotional problems, and yet his daddy would buy him those weapons. I don't know it's what he would buy them those kind of weapons for, and what he would think in the end would happen. But here's a young man who, and we see it. Over and over again, has no moral compass whatsoever. We see it in central cities across the nation, Billy. And so that's kind of at the root of all these things we're talking about, the lack of, well, you of say, moral fiber.
Yeah, we say that, we sort of mention that with a backdrop of many of our religious leaders also suffering persecution, many of our religious leaders also falling short. But these are the challenges that we face here in 2022. I grew up in Los Angeles, California, man. And I wonder, you know, I've often thought about the fact because I was in the radio business. And at that particular time, I'm talking about R&B radio, playing music. So the political aspects of what we were going through were sort of put on the back burner, or they were sort of tossed aside to AM radio, or certainly didn't have the same, popularity as playing music and dealing with artists and going to concerts and all of that. What changed? You know, what changed in our lifetime between the time I was doing morning drive radio during the 1984 Olympics in L.A., and here now, or even during the time 10 years ago, man, when I was a general manager at 1290. And we, you know, at that time were driven both by economic necessity and by community need to drop music and start talking, to let the music go, to let the finger popping go, and to sit down and begin to deal with issues that were progressively and disproportionately affecting the people in our community. What was it? What happened, man? What changed? And the only thing I can tell you from a historic standpoint, particularly being in L.A. and going to school in New York and having had the opportunity to see big city life from that standpoint, while the mentality was the same, much of what was going on in L.A. and or New York was light years progressively beyond Milwaukee. Milwaukee, unfortunately, has always suffered from our community with this lack of perspective, with this slowness to advance. Many of the kids, man, many of the people I've run into Milwaukee, in Central City, Milwaukee, the 4 or 5 blocks, 10 blocks they grew. That's all. They've never been to the lake, never been to Green Bay, never been to Chicago. And when you grow up in an environment, all you see is your uncle going to jail. You see your friends dying on the street, and your days are spent on your phone. Days are spent watching this stuff on TV.
So Billy,
and you have no perspective beyond
that. Billy, let me say this, because I'm really kind of looking at a broader discussion. Because if you look at rural America, those people grow up with that same kind of dynamic. That is where they have been born and bred, and barring, you know, some miracle, they don't get out of that. But I'm talking about a broader dynamic with this nation right now, where the separation, even from rural America to urban America, is broader than it's ever been. Even though Billy, I guess even though make your point.
I mean, the point I'm trying to make, man, is right. We have people on both ends. The people that you're describing, I remember, man, coming to Milwaukee, going to Summerfest. Summerfest is the biggest event that people in much was ever go to, man. Right? They come from all over: Wausau, Stevens Point, La Crosse. I've traveled the state as a referee. I've traveled the state in many capacities relative to, again, empowerment and engagement on different committees. And the same, we're talking the same thing. So the question becomes, Earl, how do these people who are in both directions, opposite directions, where's the median in which we all can meet in a humane way and address the issues that are going on? Is that possible? And now you also throw in the fact that Milwaukee, in particular, again, Wisconsin, even as in a general sense, man, you know, clearly has always been very conservative. Has always been behind the times. But what is driving that is the separation between basically the population. It's a population dynamic. You know, you've got most of your African Americans down in the southeastern Wisconsin. If Madison is the town that politically drives what happens in Wisconsin, then you have that. Those constituents. But that's it. Green Bay is, Green Bay has no political.
Billy, so I understand the dynamic in the state of Wisconsin, because this is where I've lived, and so when I understand that, you know, people of color. Black people only make up 5% of the population in the state. I understand that dynamic. But I want to talk about a national level of what's happening, because what's happening in Wisconsin is what's happening in Michigan, in Iowa, in New York, in Detroit, in Philadelphia. There is something happening in this nation that is going to be at the root of a failure that is monumental, that we may not be able to recover from. Got to go to a break quickly.